Vigas, famous parsha of Yosef, meaning his brothers and revealing himself by Yosef. And then he tries to calm them down. He says, Ata al te atzvu, don't be sad, ha'ichar beinechem, and don't get angry. Kimchartam asihena, don't be angry at yourself. Kimimichya slachani and him lefnechem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kimimichya slachani and him lefnechem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me to, for a purpose. So you shouldn't be sad. So famous Medrash Rabbah, gracious. And various Svarim, even though this Medrash Rabbah and gracious is in, not on this pasuk, but various Svarim apply the words of the Medrash to the pasuk. The Medrash is in Parshas Bereishis about Tov Hen Yishlach Yodo Amar Rav Abba Har Kahana Melamed Shepasach Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Pesach Shel Tshuva. So as Hakadosh Baruch Hu says by the story of the Eitz Hadas, Be'ata, if you're going to eat from the Eitz Hadas, then you'll still have an opportunity to do tshuva, because va'ata ein va'ata ela tshuva. So whenever it says va'ata in Chumash, which is a striking idea, that the word va'ata, ata means now, achshav. Ein va'ata ela tshuva. Shenema ata yisrael ma Hashem alokech ha'shoa mi'imach. So that's what Hashem says, that ken yishlach yodo va'achal gam me'etz ha'chayim. So Hashem is saying, and even if you'll do it, you'll still be able to do tshuva. So hence, the Sfarim, more in the Hasidic Sfarim, in the Sefer Ava Shalom of Menachem Mendel of Kotzer, so Tosif says, "Atas al tiyatsu v'yachav veinechem l'chora haloshen kofel." What's the double loshen al tiyatsu v'yachav veinechem? So he says, "Yesh lomra derech zed bnei yadua she'afal pi she'tzorich ha'odam liot leiv nishbar." That the person has to regret his averus, leiv nishbar. Afal pi kei tzorich liot besimcha. Aldes Amun Adah Amuzal Parush Avelo Belibo the Talosu Bafanam. Zem Peish Apostle. So he says like this, that a person needs to do tshuva. The Ata is tshuva. Ein Va'ata Ela Tshuva. And of course you have to regret what you did, but that can't make you bring you down to Atzmus. So if you do tshuva with a regret of the past, but your overall attitude can't be a paralyzing attitude, that I'm not going to move on. In other words, I'm going to get depressed over it and of what I did. And then, so the Atzah is tshuva al te Atzmus. That when you're doing the tshuva, and that's what Yosef is telling his brothers, you're doing tshuva now, so al te Atzmus. Because in a certain sense, when the person comes to the realization that he made a mistake, that itself should bring him a sense of simcha. Because sometimes the person can go through his whole life thinking that, not realizing his mistake. So if he made a mistake, so he's going to feel bad, but the overall, now he has to feel simcha. And he says that's the pasuk by Tehillim by on page 12. Lamnatzeh mizmor le David, kevo elav nosan ha David, kasher bo el basheva. The Nosan Hanavi, who rebukes David HaMelech on the Maisa with Basheva, so the Alshech asked the question, why is it that Lamnatzeach Mizmor L'David? Mizmor is a song. It is a simcha. It should be Kina L'David. He's getting Musar, he's getting on something that was questionable of what he did. So the Ava Shalom continues. That page of Pasuk Mizmor LeDavid Bevo Eilav Nosen Hanavi Kasher Bo Bat Sheva. Keirish Dina Yadu Shakol Mokom Shenemar Mizmor More Ruach HaKodesh Ruach HaKodesh Bo Mitoch Simcha. Mizmor always comes from the Ruach HaKodesh and Ruach HaKodesh comes from Simcha. Adas Vayad Kinagain HaMinagain Vati Alav Ruach Elokim. Eshmiyinu akosuv shebeshar sheboi lov nosen hanovi la'oror l'tshuva hayashori b'simcha kimbo b'shar saveira ki afilu b'tshuva tzrichu goz b'lev nishpar kol parim tzrichu goz b'simcha ki ha'simcha shari olav ruach ha'kodesh. And even in that time where he was getting musar and he was regretting it and he was feeling sad that he regretted it, but then he also had a feeling of simcha at the same time, because now he's able to rectify the past and move on. Zeh va'ata al piyatu, ein va'ata al tshuva. Afshatem afshav v'geder ha'tshuva pikein al piyatu. And that's what Yosef, that's how the Kassus is learning. That Yosef is telling his brothers, now that you're in the time of tshuva, that you're realizing, now you're seeing me in the face. Ani Yosef, that you sold me, and now I'm sure you're regretting it, and you want to do tshuva, so don't let that tshuva be a tshuva of atzmos. Because the tshuva of atzmos means that a person just gets depressed, and he's in a state of paralysis. He can't move on. The ata al te'atzmo. So whenever you're doing tshuva, it should be with simcha as well. And that's the Shemeret Yisom, or another, the Yorah Hasidus quotes out another Hasidic Shasvarim also quotes Yeshomer Ol Vata Al Teyatzo Al Derech Mash Chatsu for Sefi Reim for Sefi Tanya. The Tanya Shaskula Asir Ha'atzus for Loshuv the Tshuva. Kedush Hashar Zeh Pasuch Mimel Yukum Bo Kol Eitzav Yomosh Mosa. And then he writes in the bottom, Gam Yesh Lomar Dech Yadu Chol Mitzvah Svichos Liyatos to Tzimcha. Gizel Ha'ikah, Kmo Sh'omru Harbe Mamar Mutah. But Tshuva Gam Kei Mitzvah Meha Mitzvah. That all mitzvahs is supposed to be the Simcha, and Tshuva is also a mitzvah. So it also has to be the Simcha. So that's what it means. Va'ata Al Te'atzvu, Shagam Ba'asos Ha'tshuva Tzorach Liyos B'Simcha. And then he continues, Og Yishlomer, Vata al ti atzvo, Yichar Beinechem. What's the double lashon? Atzvos and kas come from the same root. Because a lot of times when people are angry, they're really not happy with themselves. And then they take out the anger on something else or someone else. So al te'atzvu, if you have atzvus, then it's going to cause kas. If you don't have atzvus, then you won't have kas. And that's what he's putting the two things together. Al te'atzvu, because if you have inner satisfaction and inner peace with yourself, then you won't have kas. But the question, so that's the yisod that these farim are saying, the Kosovo, the Mishmeret Yisomar, that al te'atzvu, when you're doing tshuva, there has to be simcha because you have a realization of emes, and now you can move on. But we still yet to explain why is va'ata tshuva? What's the connection between va'ata and tshuva? So the Shalom HaKadosh on page 7, bottom line, further down from where I put the arrow. Hech nirmas the tevas va'ata ha'tshuva. Yim heim tshuva, ma'ayim tov tam ha'torah, remez va'ata ha'lomach, sh'yasa ata miyad. So ata is something, aksha, something that you can do right away. It's not like, lulav, mitzvah, you have to go, you can't just do lulav right away, you got to go get a lulav. Tshuva, you can manage to start the process right away at any given second. So v'ata means that you should do it right away. Don't procrastinate. Because if you're in a state of, a problematic state, do something right away. And lo yomar she'efne eshne, shem alu tikonim. Don't say, I'll do it, I'll get to it. Chain tshuva, we say shuv yom echad l'fnei tikonim. And you should do tshuva the day before you die, and no one knows when he's going to die, so he has to do it right away. So that's the idea, that tshuva is an opportunity that you should do miyat. Meaning, again, and tshuva is not something, the Mabit says in the Beis Elokim, that some mitzvahs is all or nothing. If you don't have the four parshiyos and the tefillin, it's all or nothing. Then you have nothing. If you don't have the dalet minim, then you only have three of them, then you have nothing. Tshuva, whatever you can do, is something. Even if it's not, that's what the Mabit says in the Beis Elokim. So you can do it va'ata, miyad. Because if you're and tshuva doesn't necessarily only mean for averus. Tshuva could mean also learning experience from if you weren't successful at something. Not that you didn't aver necessarily. You weren't successful, but you learned from that experience. You were dating someone that didn't work out. So you learn from that experience and you move on. Move on doesn't necessarily mean you have to go out right away, but move on in your mind that you learned something and try to understand what you learned. And move on in terms of building yourself as a more mature individual. Pasuk in Tehillim says, Sameach nefesh avdecha ki eilecha adonai nafshi esa. A person's nefesh should be sameach. Because the nefesh belongs to God. So what does that mean? So the Teferis Shlomo, the Radomsk, says the following. There's a famous pasuk. We say it all the time, but it's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, believe it or not. Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim on page 18. Hod v'hada lefanav oz v'chedva v'mkoma. That, referring to the Ribono Shel Olam, that in front of the Ribono Shel Olam is hod v'hada, is splendor, and oz v'chedva. Chedva is simcha. So that means that surrounding HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always simcha. So he says like this, the Teferet Shlomo, that where does the neshama come from? The neshama comes from Tachas Kisei HaKavod, second arrow. The ikur mekor hanefesh machtzavah ba mimkor simcha. The oz v'chedva mimkobo. Rav simcha b'mono. Lachem ba'aliyas hanefesh al yidei Torah ma'isim tovim lo tuchal alos rach al yidei simcha. Yizeh mekoma mitchila. Lachem kol chalkei amokor heim mishtokim l'shuv el Hashem el mekorim lo yuchlu adei yu ba'oso amchina shahayu ba'olam atchila. Whereas In other words, the nefesh comes from a makom of simcha, because it comes from the kisei hakavod. It holds the hadal lefanav, also the chedva b'mkomo. So, and the nefesh always has a yearning, like just wherever you're from. Like if a person always has a yearning to go back to his original root, to his original source. Like people like to go to their hometown where they grew up. There's a natural urge. So the nefesh always has a hishtokikus to go back to the kisei hakavod. But it'll only be able to get there if the nefesh is besimcha. Because if it's not besimcha, it can't be there. Because that is a makom simcha. In front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, holds the hadal lefanav, holds the chedva b'mkomo. So that's what the pasuk means. Sameach nefesh avdecha, that we pray to Hashem that the nefesh and the neshama should be besimcha. Why? Ki elecha Hashem nafshi esa. Because the only time I'll be able to connect with the original source is if the neshama is besimcha, because that is a makom simcha. So the reason, so if a person is going to let anything bring him ba'atzmus, so the mela, his neshama is not going to be connected to the original makor where it comes from. And the original makor where the neshama comes from is a makom simcha. Hod v'hodah l'fonah v'od v'chedva v'mkoma. So that's what we say, that we pray that our nefesh should be the simcha, because that's the only way we can have zveikus. People think you have zveikus if you're going to be depressed about what you did. Everyone does the wrong things sometimes. Everyone makes mistakes. But if we're going to let that upset us, so we think that's going to make us closer to Ribbono Shalom, that makes us further from the Ribbono Shalom. Because the way we connect is in the neshama to connect with its original makor. The original makor of the kisei hakavod, and that can only have a connection if it's the simcha, because hod v'hodah l'fanav, oz v'chedva b'mkomo. And this idea, you know, simcha is not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. This life presents itself with so many different things, so many challenges. And it's interesting that the Medrash Tehillim on page 13 says, "Kol Mokum Shenemar Mizmor LeDavid Hayam Menagein V'Chaka Chaisa Shorolav." Or have you ever wondered this? How come it sometimes says Mizmor LeDavid, and how come it says sometimes LeDavid Mizmor? It says Mizmor LeDavid, David Menagein V'Chaka Chaisa Shorolav Ruach HaKodesh. So David had to play an instrument, Mizmor. And then the Ruach HaKodesh came. The David Mizmor, Sharal Ruach HaKodesh V'chacha Hayam Menagin. Meaning sometimes you have to do something to bring the simcha. Sometimes David was the simcha, so the Mela, he was the Ruach HaKodesh, and then he enhanced the simcha with Nigum. But sometimes perhaps the simcha wasn't there right away, and he had to bring himself into a situation of simcha. And that's a very important thing to work on, you know, to be the simcha. If one's not the simcha, sometimes one needs to figure out, sometimes even professionally, to figure out what's the lacking. And that's a very important, when you build a bayit, says Hashem, get married, so it's very important that the atmosphere in the home be an atmosphere of simcha. It shouldn't be an atmosphere of, you know, of course there has to be some type of rules and things like that, but it should be an atmosphere of atzmus, and people are nervous about doing the right thing. It should be an atmosphere of simcha, because that's the natural. The neshama only will be happy if it's the simcha, because that's its, like the Tiferet Shlomo says, that's its natural source. That's what the neshama knows best. The neshama spends all the years tachas the kisei hakavod. So the neshama connects the best if it's the simcha. So that's the Atma Al Peyachim. And sometimes, again, it's going to be avodah to be the symptom, because it's not always easy. So many different things in life. Now, Shasta likes to say over from the Rav Soloveitchik, the Gemara in Moed Katan. Gemara in Moed Katan, Yudala and Abbeis, wants to know what's the din of a Metzora. Because the Metzora, you know, Metzora has many halachas of Avelos. You know, he's a clothing or torn, he's Kutzlamachane. Metzora is like an adult. So what's the din of Metzora on Yagdin, on the regular? Is Metzora knowing Sarasso the regular or not? So the Gemara says that Metzarul, the Rabbos Kohen Gadol, that we know that a Kohen Gadol can have Dine Metzora. And the Gemara says that Kohen Gadol, Kol Hashana Keregel, Lekulei Alma Dami, that a Kohen Gadol, the whole year for him, Gantz Yofreilich, is considered regular. So for Kohen Gadol, whose whole year is always considered like a regal, and yet he could be have the Dine Metzora, so that a regular person who's a Metzora will be knowing for regal as well. Because the Kohen Gadol, the whole year for him is like a regal. And what's the idea that a Kohen Gadol, the whole year for him is like a regal? So the Sefer Beiras Nosson, he quotes from Rav Soloveitchik. Shemati Padme Agrit Soloveitchik mi Boston, and he quotes this idea that because the Kohen Gadol, we know, was always in the Beis HaMikdash. So he, and therefore, he was always Lefnei Hashem. Shmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elkechem. And whenever you're Lefnei Hashem, that's the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Hold the Hodah Lefanov, Oz V'chedva B'mkomo. That whenever you're Lefnei Hashem, and that's what the Rambam, the Simcha, that's what the Rambam says in the second column, page 17, Perek Hei, Halacha Zayin, Bayis Yelo Mucham B'mikdash U'mikul Hushlas Kohen Gadol, T'tifarto Kodesh Yoshe B'mikdash Kol Hayom. That the Kohen Gadol, Kol Hayom, was in the Mikdash. So now it makes very well sense why it's considered a regal. Because the Mikdash is the Mokom of Hashras Hashchina. And we know whenever there's Hashras Hashchina, that's called the Hodah Lefanov Oz V'chedva B'mkomo. That there's Chedva whenever it's the Mokom Hashem. So the natural being of a human being is to be the Simcha. And that's not, and even in a time where we're regretting things we did wrong, but it shouldn't be with depression, because then you're not going to go on. The ata tshuva al teyatsu. Ain ata ala tshuva. So that's what he's saying. When you're doing tshuva now, Yosef said to the brother, it can't be ba'atsus. So Rabotzai, we know that the ikar makom simcha is lefnei Hashem in the mikdash. That's why Kohen Gadol was always considered yontif. Every day of the year was yontif, because he was always lefnei Hashem. And when Yifnei Hashem holds the Hodah Lefanav Oz V'Chedva B'Mkomo. The question is, what about this man is there? There's no Mikdash. So the Gemara tells us in Brachos on page 19, Yom Shachar Beis, first wide line, Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'alomo, El Arba Amo Shal Halacha Bilvad. So we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so what replaces the Beis HaMikdash for us? The Arba Amos Shel Halacha. Learning Torah. So Rabbi Pendler, they had a Mesiba for Dr. Lamb. Rabbi Pendler was bothered, what's the Lashon Arba Amos Shel Halacha? So he said over in a certain way, I'm going to say over in a little bit different way. He quoted, why is it called Arba Amos Shel Halacha? Why is it just called Liman Halacha? What's that? Why is it Eloka is Rochel Arba Amos Shalhalacha? What's the idea of Arba Amos Shalhalacha? So Rabbi Tendler said over, and I'm going to use what he said, but in a different venue. You know, the famous Gemara in Bar Mitzia says that every Amar Eish Lakish on the next page, Arba Amos Shal Adam Kodas Lomachol Lacha. That if you're standing in the Rosh Hashanah and a lost object is within your Dalet Amos, so Dalet Amos is considered like your chassid, and therefore your kodesh. Even, in other words, if somebody puts in mamish in your chatzah, you call the bikin your chatzah. So if you're in the Rishus HaRabim, wherever you're standing, the Dalet Amos surrounding you is like your chatzah. So what he was saying, Rabbi Tendler, in honor of Dr. Lamb, that he took the Dalet Amos and base measures and he brought it out to the public, to the Rishus HaRabim, and to Mashpia on different people, different communities, etc. But what I want to say over here, a different idea, that there was. Beis HaMikdash is the Makom Simcha. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so it's the Arba Amos or Halacha. The idea is like this. The Arba Amos means your chatzit, your domain. It means like this, that the verse says in Avodah Zarah, Amar Rava, page 21, L'olam Yilman Adam Torah Makom Shaliva Chofetz. That Torah has to be your Arba Amos. In other words, everyone relates to Torah in a different way. Some people like, you know, halacha more. Some people like agada. Some people like Tanakh. Some people like different. So the Arba Amos means, Arba Amos is your Arba Amos. This is your domain. So say Chalkeinu B'sarasecha, that everyone has a chelek in Torah that his neshama clicks in the best. And that is going to cause the simcha. And sometimes we think that Torah is monolithic. That everyone has to learn the same thing. But some people could do better learning this rather than that, but the key is that the Torah has to supplant the Beis HaMikdash. So if the Torah has to supplant the Beis HaMikdash, b'zman hazeh, so that means the Torah has to supplant also the simcha that we're lacking. But we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, that has to be supplanted b'zman hazeh as well. And basically, when we begin the month of Teves, is the month of the beginning of the Churban Habayis, which it all started with the siege around Yerushalayim. And we're going to soon be fasting Aseret Teves. So we have to focus. But there's a lot of aspects to focus on the Churban Habayis. But one aspect is that we don't have that Mokom that can bring simcha. Because the Beis HaMikdash is hold the Hodah in front of Ozer Chesba Mimkomo. So we don't have that. We don't have that. So what do we have? The verse says Dalet Amos HaHalacha. And Dalet Amos means your particular chelek in Torah. Because Dalet Amos is Konos Lo, it's your chatzit. It's your part of Torah. Whatever makes you happy in Torah. And we have one more thing besides Torah. And that, take a look at the next page, is Shabbos. That the Zohar says the Mizmor Shir on Shabbos told Lahodos Vashem Lazar Lashimcha Elyon. Lahodos Lashon Tshuva. We know the famous Medrash that when Adam met Kayin, that was the Mizmor that of Tshuva. That others said, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, because Shabbos can bring Simcha. You know, the Sifrei says, V'yom Samchaschem Eilu HaMoados. And the third paragraph, the third line, the Zohar quotes the Pasuk Yeshaya, V'yom Haniach Hashem Lecha Me'otzcha U'Mirokzcha. The day that Hashem takes away your Atzmus and your Roges and your Kas, the Zohar says, Nidrash al Yom HaShabbos. That Shabbos, as we say in the Tzeivach, we say in the Old Tzeivach, Av Yogal V'anacha B'yom V'nucha Seinu. That Shabbos, even though Yom Tov is usually the time of Simcha, but Shabbos also, because Shabbos is a time where we should stop all the activity. We can regroup, we can rethink things that we need to think. So, in one sense, it's also Mizmor is what Yeshir Yom HaShabbos. It brings us Simcha. So when we speak in this week's Parsha, that Yosef says to the brothers, Vata, do tshuva, but al te'atzu. Don't let the tshuva process paralyze you, and sadden you, but faker. Do it with simcha, because now you're going to start a new leaf. Now you're going to put your best foot forward. V'ata, the Shalosh says, don't wait. V'achshav, don't procrastinate. Do what you're supposed to do. Continue. Don't stagnate. And that's what the neshama needs the most. Because the neshama is most comfortable with simcha. It's not comfortable with atzmus. That's where the Tiferes Shlomo says that's where the neshama comes from. It comes from a makom simcha. And the zman hazeh, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, so we can get simcha in a lot of things. But two things let's focus on to try to get simcha from these things is our learning, our dalat amos shel halacha, and from Shabbos. With Mizmor Shirley on our Shabbos. It's a Mizmor, it's a time that we can stop activity, think about ourselves, think about what we need to do for the future, think about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how I entitled the package. V'atah al te'otru is Azhara L'shah Uladoros. It's a command that Yosef told his brothers in that particular case, but it's something relevant in everyone's life throughout the generation.